We are already on hour three of Wake Up with Randy Corporan. Good to have you here. 303-696-1971 is the number. 303-696-1971. Still light outside. I just love daylight savings time as we head into summer. Today was some 20 degrees above normal. And it was a great day to be out on the Harley, watching the grandkids, doing the dirt biking. Apparently, we have some winter chicken dinner. Let's see, where'd that go? Number one grandson hauled in. Let's see, where did I put it? There was a list of medals that he got. Here we go. First on his PW in the 4 to 6 years old, 4 to 6 year old category. Second on his PW in the 4 to 8 year old category, where he's riding against older riders. He's 5. Third on his e-bike in the 4 to 5 year old category. Sixth on his Cobra, which is the most powerful bike he rides. He's learning to handle that. It's a tough one. 4 to 6 year olds. And his baby brother, only 3 years old, got second on his Stasic, which is another version of an electric motor bike. So, good haul for the Hartkers boys, the number one and number two. See, is that right? Number one, two, three. Yeah, I think number one and number two grandsons in that order. Really, really proud. Wish I could have stuck around to the end. Anyway, it's good to have you here. Our phone number, 303-696-1971. Let's check the temp on this beautiful Colorado evening. Still in the 70s, 70 degrees now here in Aurora, 72 over there in hell, also known as Denver, one of the worst places to live right now, with a mayor that just keeps giving away taxpayer dollars by the millions to welcome in these invaders of our country, these illegal aliens. Doesn't it frustrate you when you hear even conservative Republicans, or you tune into Newsmax or Fox News, and these invaders are referred to as immigrants? Immigrants. Unbelievable. Illegal aliens, we always adopt the language of the left. It weakens our argument. It weakens our victory, lessens our victories. Sigh, sigh, sigh. All right, Donald Trump, we checked in and out of his rally in Pennsylvania tonight. It's over now, but he did say a few things about the Iranian attack on Israel. God bless the people of Israel. They're under attack right now. That's because we show great weakness. The weakness that we've shown, it's unbelievable, and it would have not have happened if we were in office, Trump said tonight. But America prays for Israel. We send our absolute support to everyone in harm's way. Meanwhile, according to Barron's, Biden was huddling at the White House with his key military and national security advisors, Israel haters all, it would seem, and posted on X that the U.S., quote, commitment to Israel's security against threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad. You see the juxtaposition there, iron and Iran. Okay, Iran and its proxies is ironclad. Well, it doesn't sound ironclad. It hasn't sounded ironclad ever since Biden got put into office and propped up, the puppet. The puppet being operated by the Obama puppeteers. The support of Israel has been tepid at best. Do you remember when all the radical lefties, when the October 7th, the heinous assault, rapes, baby beheadings, their own little Holocaust was foisted upon Israel? And Biden came out and sort of condemned it. And, oh, the left said, oh, my God, Biden at his best. So powerful. The proof is in the pudding. It's been, what, 6 months now since then? And tepid doesn't begin to describe the weakness of the support from the Biden administration. It's absolutely, devastatingly destructive and terrifying. Before we jump into Trump's position on abortion and how do strong pro-lifers like me and like very many of you, how do we react to that? Does it help or hurt in the Electoral College? I just want to have you hear just how stupid it gets on the radical left. There's a very popular show out there, Whoopi Goldberg and other maniacs, people that are really fun to listen to, dissect, and mock. But they have a host on there by the name of Sonny Hostin. The Hostin with the leastin, not the Hostin with the mostin, but Sonny Hostin on The View talking about the eclipse being caused by climate change. Get a load of this.
Say Karen Dupiche, our wonderful makeup artist, when the earthquake was happening, she put her coat on and she was like, Jesus is coming.
I'm out.
I'm leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. We've got
ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here.
And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Although I love the first time in
two different kinds of cicadas are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
But in a way,
all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or
the
something
point.
Is really
except
going
earthquakes
on. Returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's on the ground.
It happens.
And the
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen. And they actually can say when these things are going to happen.
Just your eyes roll up in the back of your head. This woman who radical lefties and apparently anti-Trump housewives watch on The View day after day after day, Sonny Hostin determining, deciding, concluding that the eclipse and the cicadas, or cicadas as she likes to call them, are caused by climate change. OMG is all I can say. Interesting looking at the skies over Tel Aviv right now. It looks more like a storm has just passed. The smoke in the air looks like clouds. Maybe those are clouds, actually. So not a ton of activity. No, I don't know. Maybe some smoke and clouds. But live over Tel Aviv, no more Iron Dome light show. Israel reporting they've intercepted 99% of the 100 drones and 150 missiles that went from Iran over to parts of Israel. Thank God for that. No reports of injuries or damage just yet. And no response, no live message from the putative president of the United States, creepy, sleepy, wobbly, showered with daughter Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, after another stunning packed presidential rally, this time in Pennsylvania, putting up on his Truth Social posts that America supports Israel, that after reading my truth, which is what they call these posts, Biden's handlers convinced him not to release his taped speech on Israel. He'll now attempt to do it live, probably tomorrow. He doesn't want to leave his house with the Corvette in Delaware. He did leave his house. He's in D.C. But where are the remarks? Where is the President of the United States standing up strong and loud and live tonight for our greatest ally in the Middle East? The one democracy in the Middle East. Pretty pathetic. Earlier, Trump said Biden on Israel didn't do his address to the people live. He taped it. This is no time for taped speeches. And then later he talked about the fact that they decided not to air the tape speech. God, these are pathetic times. Absolutely pathetic. All right, before we dive in to Donald Trump and his position on abortion, and I'm definitely going to want to get your thoughts on this. Is it the right position? Is it the wrong position? Is it a necessary position because there's a presidential race that has to be won? We'll get into that in just a minute. But first, let's get back to the phones because Nick in Denver has been patiently waiting, and we appreciate it. Nick, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, we all know that there's a large group of mostly white women between the ages of, let's say, late 20s to late 40s, for whom this is a one-issue election, and that's abortion. And I think the best way to handle this is to say this is a state issue, which is what he said, and leave it at that. Because no matter what you say as a candidate, it will be twisted around in your disfavor. And the best thing to do is what Trump has done, that this is a state issue. And whatever my opinion is really doesn't count. That way you kind of diffuse the whole situation. Because as soon as you say 15 weeks or 20 weeks or any other week, you're going to be on the losing side.
Well, Nick, I'm not sure I entirely agree with that because, for instance, the 15 weeks, restrictions somewhere in the 15, 16 week area appear to be pretty popular around the country. And so I think it's the loudest of the progressive women that talk about, you know, it's my right to suck my baby into a sink right up to the end of gestation as they're being delivered out of the birth canal. But I don't think the 15 or 16 week limit is wholly unpopular around the country. Why do you think
you're right about that.
Okay.
15 weeks is very popular. It's kind of the average in Europe, which we consider a lot more liberal than us. And interestingly enough, in most of Europe, which is a lot more liberal than we are, the abortion issue is not that big a deal. It's kind of a settled issue. But I just think no matter what you say, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 15 weeks, they'll find a way to twist it around to your disadvantage. And since they control all the major newslets, you're at a disadvantage. So I think it's best not to put any time limit on it. Just say this is a state issue.
Well, Trump, have you heard his remarks on abortion?
I'm trying to remember because I did listen to the whole thing about a couple of days ago.
Okay.
But he did mention that it is a state issue.
Yep.
And that's where it belongs.
Now, we're going to play those remarks after the break, but I wonder, is what's your stance first? Where are you on the life issue? And it's kind of funny for men to talk about this because we're not the ones who deliver babies, but it's certainly important to stand up for the unborn. But where are you at in your just personally? Like, you know, your daughter, your
personally,
go ahead.
I'm against all abortion. However, if I were a candidate and I came out and said that, it's a losing proposition. You have to kind of take this issue on, like a lot of big issues, in stages so that eventually you get to where you want to go. But if you come out and say, I'm against all abortions unless for medical reasons the woman needs an abortion, it's a losing proposition. You have to look at it that you have to get to that point in stages. You can't go from A to Z in one shot. Because our culture has been so, what's the word? So
conditioned,
damaged. Yeah, damaged in the last 30, 40 years. You can't reverse that overnight.
I think it's a really great point. It sounds to me like your position is you're against abortions except to save the life of the mother.
Absolutely.
If it's surgically necessary.
Absolutely.
No,
but if I were a candidate...
I heard you. I just want to clarify your position. And not for rape or incest, correct? You can't kill the baby because they're also the victim of rape or incest. Is that your position as well?
That's a tough one.
It is.
And
it's horrid.
It's a tough one because the lady got... The woman got pregnant in a violent act.
Yeah.
And that's a difficult one, and I have a good, clear answer for that.
Well, that's a fair answer. So you think, you know, I hear and I'm an adamant pro-life person. There are folks who just will not take any compromise at all. And it sounds like your message is, look, we have to realize where we are, understand and never lose sight of where we want to go, but fashion those arguments that can bring more people on board to vote, to implement those policies, save as many babies as we can along the way, and then just keep striving for what we ultimately want. Is that a fair summation?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Because we didn't get to this point overnight, and we're not going to get back overnight either.
100%. I agree with you, my friend. Thank you for waiting and weighing in tonight. We appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to listen to Donald Trump's comments, his statement on abortion. It's about 2:50, less than 4 minutes. Or no, there's one more. A little bit over 4 minutes. We'll play them. We'll talk about them. Interested in your thoughts. Did he go too far? Did he not do enough? Was this the smart move? Is it the right principled position? All of those on the table. 303-696-1971. When we come back on 710 KNUS. For the love of my past life, now residing up there in heaven. Tana, I miss you. And the Styx was on my mind because I will be going to the first concert that I have attended in probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 decades. Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, no, it doesn't. I was a concertaholic as a kid. Be 65 this year. But I have not been to a rock concert or really a concert of any kind. Maybe back to when Tana and I went to a Neil Diamond concert on New Year's Eve in downtown Denver. But I will be attending the Styx concert coming up in June. And so I'm kind of excited because Styx was a high school band in Illinois when I lived in Illinois, as was Heart. We got to see them playing in high school cafeterias and gymnasiums. I remember a packed cafeteria once where I couldn't see anything around the pole that I was stuck behind. But Styx is playing with Foreigner, and they've added John Waite to the lineup. And I have to say, for an old guy, I'm kind of excited about it. Just, you know, trying to do things and get my life fired up again. And, you know, it's necessary. Now, Alexa, before we turn to Trump on abortion, Alexa, our serial texter and most reliable listener on to all shows, 710 KNUS, often the first, almost always the first to text. She's on a roll tonight. Randy, I was so ticked it wasn't the end times last Monday, and I ended up having to do the laundry I'd held off on doing. However, after seeing Joy and Whoopi say something half intelligent and factual, maybe it is still the end of times. No kidding. Who could have figured that Whoopi and Joy Reid had to, or Joy, is that her name, Joy Reid, or is it Joy Reid? That's the one on MSLSD. It's the black lady. What's the Joy on The View? Baywatch. Is it Bayhart? Yeah, I can't hear you. Bayhart. Anyway, they corrected their co-host, their fellow lunatic, Sunny Hostin on The View, when she was just speculating that maybe this rise of cicadas, as she calls them, and the lunar or the solar eclipse, which I looked at. Did you look at it? Did you have the special glasses? It was kind of cool. I think not happening again for 17 years. So let's say I'll be 82. 82 for the next one. That's why I thought I better get another look while I can still stand up and aren't drooling too much. Caused by climate change. That's the view of, well, The View. But I do have to give Joy and Whoopi some credit for correcting her on that. You know, they can predict eclipses. It has to do with the rotation of the planets or the orbits of the planets and the sun and the moon and when they all come into line and blah, 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 blah. Oh, these people are so stupid. And some of those housewives that Nick the caller was referring to apparently lap that crap up. Another text, Randy in big caps. Texter, Back at you in big caps. Didn't catch the last caller's name about abortion, but he was 100% spot on. It is a political landmine. Man, Bill, I do not disagree. But is it one that we can shy away from? Or is Donald Trump taking the correct, measured approach to help not only secure his reelection for the third time, to be president for the second time, but also to address this issue across a divided nation? Here's Donald Trump on abortion.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life.
IVF, of course, in vitro fertilization, is a good point to pause. There's about three more minutes of Trump on him. He does get to actual abortion. But, you know, the caller was correct, and the texters that support him in that the way the corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine, the radical left, the abortions at every stage, including birth proponents, will spin anything that happens with regard to abortion is to call out Republicans, Donald Trump, anybody who stands up to defend or even just talk about the unborn as people wanting to dominate women and strip control of women from their own bodies. Of course, the ultimate control is to not get pregnant, and I realize that that just doesn't always happen. But who's going to speak for those kids? Who is it? But he was talking about the Alabama legislature, and there... And this is happening. It's just happened in Arizona, too. Supreme courts are looking at cases that are brought to stop the implementation of laws. And the courts aren't deciding that in vitro can't be done or abortion of any kind at any time for any reason should be a misdemeanor or a felony. They're simply saying that the U.S. Supreme Court, as it rightly should, overturned Roe v. Wade, put this issue back in the states, and the state legislators and legislatures get to decide the policy for that individual state. 50 states, 50 different policies. That is the laboratories of democracy that typically works so well in the United States of America. But when the Alabama Supreme Court upheld a law that I guess made in vitro fertilization a crime or prohibited it or had something, I guess now that I think about it, I remember reading about this weeks ago, had more to do with what you do with unused in vitro eggs. But regardless, all the court said was this is up to the legislature. And Donald Trump was congratulating the Alabama legislature for reacting when that was put back into their hands by changing the old laws that no longer fit. And so let's get back to Trump. He dives into the abortion side of this equation in these next few clips.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that.
Now, of course, Donald Trump got fact-checked on that statement about execution after birth. And he was, of course, referring to the former Virginia governor, who said this in a radio interview.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
So what's he talking about? Ralph Northam, the former governor, the no longer governor of Virginia. He's talking about abortions during birth. I hear it again. One time they fact checked Trump. Oh, he wasn't talking about killing the baby after it was born. Listen again.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
My God. I can't hear you. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's execution. If a mother's in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant, and he doesn't call it a blob of cells, doesn't call it a baby, but the infant would be delivered. Doesn't call it a fetus, of course, because it's a baby being delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. A born baby would be resuscitated only if the family and the mother wanted to. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. The question was about third trimester abortions. Late-term abortions, where they sever the spine, go in through the back of the neck, the base of the skull, and they do it before the head comes out, because I guess it's not a baby until the head comes out. So disgusting. And Trump was fact-checked on that. And, of course, as usual, he was right.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people.
Will of the people. Populist message. One that has the Democrats spinning around like a rabid dog. Because it's a powerful message. It's a message that resonates with most Americans. The most intense pro-life advocates will continue to push, as they should, to save the life of the unborn. I don't believe in an exception for rape or incest. I do believe in an exception for the life of the mother. That's her choice at that point. Her and her doctor make that case. I get that. I think that's reasonable. Rape and incest, the baby is a victim too. Cannot just suck it into a sink. You just can't do that. So does this message resonate with you? Will this message, Carrie Lake adopted this position as well. Is it the winning message for those suburban moms that everybody's so terrified of? The ones who've watched their own babies grow up in the womb, pictures on the refrigerator, their other children, identifying their baby brother and or sister in mommy's tummy on the fridge. Stay hard on this argument. We're winning it. Science is helping us win it. The compassion of most human beings when they haven't been brainwashed by the corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine. People are good people.
I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline.
See, that one's a tough one for me. And I know we've got calls. We're up at our final break. So let's take the break now. We'll get to the phones. I'll tell you why that last bit from Donald Trump's hard for me when we come back here on 710 KNUS. Last bumper of the night, Styx, Madam Blue, seeing the Styx concert this summer in Denver. I know. I said I wouldn't go, but I got convinced. And, you know, it's like a, I don't know, it's a return to the past. It's kind of rejuvenate those old feelings. Loved Styx growing up. We played Lady, kind of a tribute to my wife, as she rests in heaven now, from 1973, Madam Blue, too, Long for the Day, A Word from Your Lips. It all kind of fit together for me tonight. I hope you enjoyed the music anyway. That was from 1975. Great text came in on censorship, Google, and elections. Hope I can get to it. But it reminded me of a show topic I want to do, and that's Dr. Epstein. The amazing website, the texter reminded me of it, americasdigitalshield.com, americasdigitalshield.com, a left-wing, brilliant professor following the science to show how Google, social media, etc., puts our, in fact, did a 52-page report back in 2022 that I have read. It's phenomenal. Google's triple threat to our democracy, our children, and our minds, which you can get at googlestriplethreat.com, googlestriplethreat.com. I've had meetings with Dr. Epstein, Zoom meetings, not in person, but I could get him on the show. It may be worth doing. That's just to the texter that took time to write a very lengthy text. I don't know if we can get to it. We can get to the phones, though. Jack in Wyoming, patiently waiting. Good to hear from you, as always, Jack.
Yeah, Randy, and I think I've mentioned this to you in the past, but this whole issue about abortion, when you have an ideology that's entrenched with 50% of the country and the other 50% are on the other side of it, the courts generally steer wide of that because they know there's no way to win. It's almost identical to the creation and the evolution argument of John Scopes. I mean, it's almost the exact same argument. You're not going to change people. You're not going to have a way of really doing it. I think it's a waste of time, to be frank with you, because you're not going to control what other people think. Plus, it's been going on for 4,000 years, and I don't think there's any human behavior that's been going on that long that's reversible by law. That's what I have to say on that. And let me hit you with one other thing, too. I just went to the coin shop and cleaned out some coins from one of my drawers. A 1904 Double Eagle gold coin brings over $2,000 now, and that was minted in 1904 to be the equivalent of $20.
God.
Do the numbers on that one.
That is incredible. But before you go, Jack, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, finish your point.
Well, it's 101, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's – yeah, in my math-addled brain, it sure sounds like it, yes. But are you saying Donald Trump should not have come out with a position on abortion? I mean, there's still a political battle to be made, to be won or lost here.
I don't believe that it's ever going to be won by either side. I think that's the essence of what I opened my conversation with. And Donald Trump is extremely smart. I think the only thing you can do when you involve it in the election season, I think you just lose no matter which side you're on. I don't think it works. I really don't. And it's not going to be – the thing is, it's not going to be solved either way. It's an exercise in futility. I mean, they still haven't ruled on the Scopes trial. I mean, that thing just got thrown out. And the only purpose of that trial in state court was either side wanted to bump it up to the Supreme Court so they can make federal law. That was the whole purpose of the Scopes trial. But they just let it die. They let it die on the vine. It's never been heard from since.
Okay. Well, there's never been a conclusion, but, you know, Trump has to address something to the pro-life, the evangelicals and others who he needs to support him. And then he has to address something to the side who believe what he's been made out to be, which is somebody who wants to control a woman's body. So I don't know how he could avoid addressing the issue. It may not get solved, but it has to be addressed during an election season.
You know, there's you know me well enough to know there's nobody on this planet more conservative than I am. But part of being a conservative is being a pragmatist and understanding what's doable and what isn't. And there's a resolution to the abortion issue I believe is not solvable. And I think a truly deep-thinking person would realize that. Now, would it be nice to have no more abortion? Of course it would. But the real question before us is, can it be done? And I don't believe it can.
Jack, have a great weekend, man. Enjoy the sun.
You too.
God bless, sir. Let's get to Mary in Denver. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm just curious. Whatever happened to the birth control pill?
Still out there. In fact, you could mail order it now, get it over the counter in some states, I believe.
Why in the heck aren't these women using them?
That's a great question. I think they do. I mean, you know, it doesn't always work. So there are accidental pregnancies. There are women who are careless. There are women who just aren't on birth control. They're taking their chances. You know, I mean, it's not 100%. You can still get babies even when you're on the pill.
A lot better.
Yeah, I agree.
That's it. I had something else, but I'll catch you another week.
Well, I got time for you if you got it.
Okay, why does Matt Gaetz seem such a sleaze to me?
Matt Gaetz?
Or Gaetz, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've spent time with Matt and his wife. Very fascinating people, smart as a whip. Is it the hair? I've been accused of having greasy hair.
He's always seems like it's causing trouble.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah. But it seems like positive trouble to me. He is a unabashed patriot, an unabashed America First Trump supporter, and he's willing to take on his own party when they do the wrong thing, like continue to spend trillions of dollars and sign off on you know, reinstating or continuing the FISA courts without limits to protect American citizens. And I mean, do you really want him to stop challenging those things, Mary?
No, I'd like him to leave the speakers alone. We now have Johnson. That's not so great.
Well, I tell you, I heard Johnson on with what's his name? Not Rex Reed. That's an actor. The evangelical, very Ralph Reed. Duh. And I didn't like what I heard, Mary. He's soft. He's more concerned about governing, keeping the government open than actually stopping all of these bad things that are happening. I think we've had too much go along to get along.
Well, I saw him when he was with Trump at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
And Trump may have given him a few lessons.
Yeah, well, they're certainly talking about passing a law legislation to require ID for voting, I think, to put so that's a great idea. Get Democrats on record that they don't want illegals to have to provide ID or any proof to vote. It's a great idea. Mary, thank you for waiting. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Back to Trump.
I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline.
I played that again because, as texters are pointing out, and as Trump made quite clear, he's focusing on having to win the election before you can change any of this at all. Let's hear his final point.
Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone, we have to work together. We have to bring our nation back from the brink, and that's where it is. It's at the brink, and we will. We will do it. I promise you, we will do it. Always go by your heart, but we must win. We have to win. We are a failing nation, but we can be a failing nation no longer. We will make our nation great. We will make our nation greater than ever before. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he's making it quite clear. Look, I've got to say and do what needs to be said and done to win this election. We can't put limits on abortion. We can't continue to trim back the ease and the lateness of terms and the loss of babies who could survive outside the womb and all that if we can't win elections. Very important. Check out americasdigitalshield.org. I think we'll talk about how Google handed elections to Biden next week. But in the meantime, always.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double check does what the f*** he wants.